Class, class, settle down. Roll call, Chardonnay.
Here.
Barolo.
Still aging.
Zinfandel.
Here.
Rosé.
Ma'am, Rosé passed away a year ago.
Pinot.
Here.
Muscadet.
She's out getting her lease removed. Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the wine appraiser, and I'm here with Denise, my wife and wine tasting partner, who loves my wine jokes.
I'm just so worried about Muscadet.
Getting her lees removed. I hear it's painless.
Okay.
I've never had it done, though.
Oh, it's a good thing I don't read these ahead of time.
Yeah. I've heard it's painless, though. So, yeah, we'll have to ask her when she gets back to school.
What about Rosé?
Yeah. Poor Rosé.
Poor Rosé.
She can't last. Oh. It doesn't last.
Oh. Gotcha.
Okay. That means it's not very funny if we have to explain.
Well, I should have read the script.
Yeah, well, oh well. That is good wine humor.
Oh, yeah. So, a Halloween joke. You could use that.
Yeah.
Muscadet.
You've been practicing your Halloween jokes, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
I can give Getting you one excited. If you want. You want to hear a pizza joke?
Okay. What's your
pizza
joke? It's
a little cheesy.
Oh.
That's as good as I got.
Okay. We'll have to work on those.
Yeah, Muscadet was better.
We got, what, about a month left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there.
Okay, I'm settled down. So what's tonight's show?
So tonight we have, remember last week when I told you what tonight's show was, box wine. Oh my gosh.
I do not want a box wine.
So it's going to be, okay, so.
I'm a wine snob.
Yeah.
When it comes to a box or a bottle.
Okay, I got a couple things to say though. First.
You like the box.
This box actually got a better rating than our other wine, even though the other wine costs more.
The bottled wine costs more.
The bottle of wine costs more than the whole box of wine.
And there's less in the bottle than the box.
And the box is equivalent to 4 bottles.
Holy smokes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So you're getting your money's worth.
That's always your motto.
So, yeah, it's like $4 a bottle for the box. It's equivalent.
Yeah,
of course, then you have to drink that much wine.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of wine.
And you have to let everybody know it's from a box.
No, you don't.
Oh, you hide it?
Yeah, you hide it. I guess. You put out some good bottles of wine.
Come on over and then use, for Christmas.
And then use the box.
I've got a lot of box wine. I'm just dying every
drop. Everybody's really anxious to come to our Christmas party now, aren't they?
We're just going to have the boxes lined up.
All the bottles are going to be empty, but we'll have some impressive empty bottles out.
It reminds me of that show we watched where the dad filled bottles up of beer with really inexpensive beer into bottles that were expensive beer.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember the name of the show, but yeah.
I could
see you doing something similar.
Yeah, well. What we really wanted to try tonight is the 2023 Kirkland, California Signature Cabernet Sauvignon box wine.
And how much is the box wine?
Of course, this came from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
For $15.99 for the whole box. And our other wine, so I chose a wine also from California, got pretty good ratings. It was a 2019, the 75 Wine Company Cabernet Sauvignon from Felix Creek Vineyard.
Okay.
And this was also purchased at Costco for, it was right around $20. And we'll talk a little bit about what they have for tasting and things.
Okay.
We couldn't hide the box.
No, we can't hide it.
So I really didn't know how to do this. So I poured Denise's.
You cannot hide the box. That's a clue. Yeah.
So I poured Denise's.
When your guests come over, yeah, you cannot hide the box. It.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll decant the wine.
I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead. Number
so five. So let's go to the first wine. What do you get on this?
Well, beautiful. Dark violet color.
Now, is this the one you said was jammy? Because I think this one's very fruit forward.
No, I thought this was kind of a violet smell.
Oaky.
And fruit forward.
Like, you say violet? Mm-hmm. Like floral?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I get on the nose. More than the fruit is this floral.
Hmm. Okay. It could be a floral.
I don't know why I'm saying that.
I get a lot of
dark. And I get a lot of
dark
alcohol.
Yeah. Probably.
This is very.
I get a lot of dark fruit.
The legs on
a lot of vanilla, a lot of oakiness.
This is like, woo, a little bit of alcohol.
The aroma is, it's good, but not my favorite.
Mm-hmm. No,
but the taste
favorite,
is
it's so floral.
The taste I really like, though.
It has a long, definitely cherry finish, in my opinion.
But a little bit of.
But too alcohol for me. A little.
Yeah, there's something.
Woo.
It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite. It's very drinkable.
Definitely have to have food for me because that is just a little too much.
But I don't actually get a lot of complexity to it. It seems pretty fruity, oaky, and that's pretty much it for me. All I'm getting.
For me, it's just a little too much of
and
that
alcohol. Yeah, and I could see that too. It's.
Maybe pour that over some ice cream.
I don't really get much, although it's got kind of a soury taste to it, but I don't know. There's just something missing there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're going to try the second one.
Two, yeah.
The same
now,
dark
this
deep
one,
color.
To me, is much brighter, much more earthy.
Yeah, smoky.
Which some people don't like that earthiness, I know.
Do you get smoke on it or is it just me?
I think smoke sounds very good.
Yeah.
But it could.
Wow, I get smoke.
I really like this aroma. This one's a little bit brighter, a little bit more reddish fruit.
It is not as alcohol. And you can get that on the palate too. You get more of the notes of the. It's almost a. Lighter cherry kind of finish.
I would say it has both red and darker fruits, but it's more towards the red fruit to me.
It doesn't have
but
quite
to me, enough. I love the earthiness. It's got that earthiness.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit less of the tannin on the back end.
Yeah, I don't know. The first one I got kind of a, and I don't know if that's all the alcohol in the first one. I got a little bit of odd sensation to me. This one, I think it has nice tannins, really, I think.
Yeah. A is a little drier. B is not quite as dry on the palate for me.
Okay. I like it. Okay. So what would you rate number one?
A three.
So would I. Kind of a lower three, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe middle. But
I'd say three.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I like both of these wines. One's okay, and two I really like. I really like this.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm still giving it a three. It's not my most favorite.
I could drink that.
And we do know which one is the Bach.
Yeah. So number one is the 75 Wine Company, Felix Creek Vineyard, and number two, the one I prefer. I don't know. Did you give a favorite?
I would say I take B over one.
Yeah,
A.
That is the Kirkland Signature Box.
And that's just because it had a little less bite and a little less alcohol to me.
Okay.
You'll have to go get the box and the bottle and tell me what that alcohol content is.
So let's find out what we're drinking here. Number one is the 2019, the 75 Wine Company Cabernet Sauvignon Felix Creek Vineyard.
Out of a bottle.
Yes. And this was around a $20 bottle, It got a 86 from the wine enthusiast. Again, anything, they say anything over a 86 really is a pretty good rating. Now, number an 86, I think under an 86, they really, they just say, we don't rate this wine. So 86 is the lowest rating they give it. But that means it's a pretty good wine.
Okay.
So that comes from the wine enthusiast. It says bay leaf, clove, juicy plum flavors. Okay. And juicy. I think that's, does that mean kind of jammy, juicy? Yeah,
I don't know.
To me it does, but I don't know if that's, it gives it a smooth, medium body wine, savory profile. The winemaker said it's grown in Mendocino and Lake Counties, which I think is north of Sonoma, I believe.
Okay.
See if we get our, there we go. The Cabernet is filled with aromas of fresh cherry and cinnamon on the palate. It's so...
Cinnamon?
Yeah, they're saying cinnamon.
Maybe that's part of my woo.
Because
okay. Cinnamon is kind of a powerful little...
Yeah.
Spice.
So on the palate, it's silky smooth with notes of strawberry, blackberry. I didn't get any of the strawberry.
Oh, I think it has a...
it's all more black fruit to me, but culminating in a long lingering finish. You mentioned the long finish with just a hint of dark chocolate. Okay, I could see. And me, oh, dark chocolate. Oh, I don't, yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
That's kind of that, and I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate.
Maybe that's that little bit of bite you get at the end.
It's just kind of a, I don't know, something there, but it's not sweet, it's not, so I could see that. And it spent a year aging in French oak.
Okay.
So French oak.
Yeah, so we should be getting a little bit of vanilla.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. French oak's more the baking spices and that kind of thing, but... Mm-hmm. Huh, that's interesting. But I do get a lot of oakiness in it. So it's been a year in there.
Right.
To me, that's a little bit of too much, just oakiness and kind of a fruit-forward type of wine. But again, just like last week when we talked about if that's the kind of wine, there's a lot of people out there that like those dark, you know, oaky, fruity wines. Mm-hmm. And that is...
Might want to try this one.
Yeah, that it one meets really the meets there. Yep. Then our second wine is the 2023 Kirkland Signature California Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a 3-liter box from Costco for $15.99. According to tasting.com, it has a dark garnet color, aromas and flavors of black plum, leather, clove, pepper, and... purple flowers and cedar and herbs. I got a ton of cedar that first smell, and then it kind of went away. I don't know what happens to the cedar, but with a velvety, lively, dry, medium body and a tingling, appealing, medium length finish, displaying overtones of black cherry, black currant, and boysenberry herbs. Mm-hmm. And leather and spice with medium
well
integrated tannins. And I agree with that. The tannins are
better.
It's really integrated in there. They're not really pronounced.
Yes, the tannin is less
with oak flavors
in the box wine, and I believe the alcohol is less.
Yeah.
Content.
The wine received a 93 rating from the wine enthusiast and was a best buy.
See, and we rated it over.
The wine enthusiast says juicy flavors of red fruit with black cherry with notes of lightly spiced oak and a soft finish. Now, they didn't say anything about the earthiness. Tastings.com talked about leather. You were saying smokiness. Mm-hmm. I could see either one of those.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and I'm surprised... the wine enthusiast didn't say anything about that because to me there's a lot of earthiness in there, which I really like. So if you're looking for a more earthy
At a great value.
At a really good price.
Four bottles for $15.99.
Yeah. Then.
But, you know, I put a box out on the counter.
That's a good wine, though.
It was good. I was surprised.
Yeah.
It surprised me.
That's real. It actually surprised me that it's that good.
Yeah, and that got a 93 rating.
And I know we've had people wanting us to do more box wine shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of people out there that buy box wines. Obviously, I mean, they're getting more popular.
Yeah, you just can't store it. What is the storage on a box wine?
So they say they'll last, 4 to 6 weeks is what the official word is. Okay. After they're opened, you put them in the fridge. You can keep them for, I don't know if you have to put them in the fridge, but they're supposed to last that long. Online, people were saying, take that in half. So 2 to 3 weeks, they say, is kind
that
of
makes
optimum.
More sense. Yeah.
So it does last a while, though, two
I don't
to three
think
weeks.
I could still drink that good. Much. It would have to be used for an event.
And that's because, you know, there's a bag in there mm-hmm. that collapses as you use it. So it really keeps the oxygen away from the wine, which that's the big enemy of wine.
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So.
If you like four bottles of wine in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we'll just buy a box and fill four bottles of, you know, kind of expensive
to fool me.
Bottles. Yeah.
Yeah. I did tell you the rest of that show. Everybody knew he did it.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knew he did that and made fun of him behind his back.
Well, we'll hide it better.
Yeah, they all know exactly what he did.
Okay, do you know what we're doing next week?
I do not. I hope we're not taking roll call again.
Yeah, we won't do that.
Okay.
So wait, I guess before we go to next week, So what would your advice be on these two?
My takeaway is that the box was good.
Okay.
I could not tell which was the bottle and which was the box.
Okay. And you actually liked the box wine better.
And
did
tonight
you?
I did like the box
I did.
Wine better.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We both did.
But I still rated them both a 3. They're both very good. But I do prefer one over the other, and that was the box, which I'm surprised myself.
Yeah. And I don't think I'd go to a 4 on there, but it would be close.
Okay. You really liked it.
I did like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So next week, we have, what did we just get?
We got a new place to find our wines at the Gateway Market.
Gateway Market. We've been there before.
We have. And we just found some unusual things.
Well, I think, I don't think when we were there last, we probably weren't into wine as much as we are now.
Well, and it was rushed. It's the holiday season. I remember we were so rushed.
That could be.
We took our time.
Yeah.
The other day.
And it was like, fun.
Yeah.
I was like a kid in a candy store.
I know. I want to buy a couple bottles just for their labels alone and see.
And, okay, yeah, that's a show that we will do here.
Yeah. I want to pick out a couple. Oh, it's like, oh, I love this label. Gotta try this wine. Okay. How many people do that?
But first, next week.
Okay.
You're getting excited about that show.
I am getting excited. But I bet mine will be big losers. Like, you should pick two from the label alone, not knowing what kind of wine it is.
I'll probably go to Trader Joe's, though, to pick mine.
No, you know too much about those wines. So you have to go to Gateway.
Okay. Okay, they did have some funny labels.
They did.
Okay. Is that the kind of label you would choose? A funny
There's
one?
There's two kinds I like. I like a really ritzy label, and I like a
funny.
Not a funny, a catchy label.
Okay.
Like
your one you picked out was like
a pizza
cartoonish.
Pie man.
Yeah, it was cartoonish no, pizza pie.
Yeah, pizza, very Italian, a pizza, checkered tablecloth, and a guy throwing a pizza or something. I really want to try that.
Okay, but before we do that,
yes,
our actual show next week, I think it's interesting. So I was reading some articles about Barbera d'Asti.
Never had it.
Okay, so I know you like Barbera.
I like Barbera.
So yes, we are doing a taste test. Barbera and then a Barbera d'Asti from the DOCG.
Okay, what's the difference between those two?
So Asti is a town in Italy.
So it's an area.
And it's a DOCG. So it's like the spot for Barbera.
Okay.
And it's, so there's Asti, there's Alba, and Asti is a little bit warmer climate. And while cooler climates are good for some grapes, they said for Barbera, you might want a warmer climate because Barbera is a naturally high acid grape. So you get these high acid wines. So the heat of Asti kind of makes them more fruit forward and tones down that acid a little bit.
Okay.
So you get a more richer, less acidy wine.
Okay.
I don't know. This is all stuff I'm reading. So we will check it out.
We'll learn together.
Next week, I'm really excited to find
out.
We're
going to compare the two.
Find out if that's true.
All right.
So until next week, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.